Hello everybody and welcome to another news roundup. I know it's not been long since we had the last one, but there's that much happening that we feel we need to do another one. So first and early out of the way, what we're going to do is we're going to quickly talk about the changes to Extra Magic Hours that are taking place at Park Disneyland and the Walt Disney Studios. So right now, you are getting Extra Magic Hours in both parks, which is different to most resorts around the world where you can't go to all parks. But in Disneyland Paris, you can go to both parks, so you should certainly enjoy that. At 8:30 in the morning, apart from some specific dates, and you should always check on disneylandparis.co.uk before you go, but you can go at 8:30 in the morning till 9:30 in the morning. You can ride the following rides in the Disneyland park, which is the Carousel de Lancelot, the Peter Pan's Flight, Meet Mickey Mouse, Dumbo and the Flying Elephants, the Mad Hatter's Teacups. You can go to the Princess Pavilion. You can do Buzz Lightyear's Laser Blast. You can go on Orbitron. You can go on Star Tours. You can go on Hyperspace Mountain. So there's something for everyone there. There pretty much is absolutely something for everyone there. And while you're not going to save too much time, I mean, you're probably going to save some time if you go to the Princess Pavilion, because that takes forever, and sometimes Meet Mickey Mouse has really long waits. But everything else you can pretty much do during the day. However, if you go to the Walt Disney Studios, you can pretty much do the three headline acts in that park without much hassle, and you can always ride Tower of Terror later. So, in the Walt Disney Studios at 8:30 till 9:30 in the morning, you are going to get the Rock and Roller Coaster with Aerosmith, which will soon be departing for a Marvel coaster. So if you've not rode it and you don't want to do it in the middle of the day, you can do it then. You can go on Crush's Coaster, which is absolutely should be your first attraction and should be the one that you go to. It has a slower loading queue than Ratatouille and often has a really long line. And if you don't want to do any of those two, you can go on Ratatouille. So that's Crush's Coaster, Rock and Roller Coaster and Ratatouille, which is an exceptionally long line. And those are the changes currently, and they're seasonal changes that will change again when we get back to, I believe it's March, we changed to the other Extra Magic Hours program. The other big piece of news just now is, of course, Mickey Mouse is hosting his world's biggest mouse party. Or rather, is Mickey Mouse hosting it, or is somebody hosting it for Mickey Mouse? That's an interesting question. We don't have the answer to that. But the mouse party is ongoing, and there's a ton, and I mean a ton, of merchandise coming out. So basically every week there seems to be more and more merchandise coming out, and this week what we've managed to get is a new set of Mickey ears that have a classic Mickey Mouse. Now, these don't look like the current Mickey Mouse. They look more like Steamboat Willie with some colour added to them. So there is a new set of ears. There's a fantastic mug, as you'd expect. There's now a plush toy of Mickey's party. And you've got a snow globe. And there is something called an Unlock the Magic Key. Now, this is really particularly telling because in Disneyland Park just now, they've added to the stage a locked cabinet with a nice big gold lock on it, which suggests that there is going to be something to do with a key. And you can buy a key now. However, they're not releasing all details just now. But what they are saying at Disneyland Paris, there's now an Unlock the Fun set that has been released. So it's a black t-shirt with Unlock the Fun, a classic Mickey Mouse, an Unlock the Fun hoodie with a sort of childish Mickey Mouse in it, a couple of t-shirts, a grey, a red and a white one, welcome you to the world's largest mouse party, a couple of hoodies, a baby's thing that you could throw in a baby, I don't know, I'll put them in the video for if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see them. And they have just a ton of stuff coming out, and it seems to be every week that we're getting this, so it seems to be going and going and going. I'll quickly segue on to the pin trading, because as you would expect, November in 2018's pins that have come out. We have a Mickey 90th party lanyard, a Mickey's Mouse Party official card, we have a Mickey spinner, which is kind of like the watch face on the Apple Watch, but it's the 90th Mickey rather than the Mickey you get there. You have a pin badge, celebrate, you have a lanyard holder, you have something that holds your park tickets, you have a key, another Unlock the Magic. And then slightly later on, there's a Mary Poppins set coming out. And that's probably a lot to do with the fact that Mary Poppins is coming back in another movie. What is it? Mary Poppins Returns? Something like that. So we've got some Mary Poppins lanyards, some cards, and a couple of Mary Poppins and the Penguins badges, which is quite interesting. If we move on, we have Pin My Cat Mocky. I have no idea what that is. I have absolutely no clue. It's an exclusive limited to 700 items, and it's in Frontierland at the Pueblo Trading Post on Saturday the 17th of November. Not a clue. There's also, which a lot more people would be interested in, I'd imagine, is a Stitch on Rock and Rolling Coaster, which is another 700 limited edition pin. It'll be huge in a couple of years because it won't be Rock and Roller Coaster with Aerosmith, so it'll be called something to Marvel and Imagine Stitch will be nowhere near it. You, of course, have an 18th November special pin for Mickey's party, and that's again 700 limit. And then, for some reason, we have a slightly little work mermaid version that's been brought out with King Triton, his underwater castle, and his actual trident. So, I don't entirely know, but that's the pins that have been released for November. Not entirely news, but I thought I'd cover them anyway because most of them are 90th. The other piece of news is that in the Walt Disney Studios, they've added these little chalets. I'm going to call them chalets because my French is absolutely terrible, but they're little food huts. They're little food and drink huts that they've added to La Place de Rémy in the Walt Disney Studios, which is, of course, where the Ratatouille ride is. Some people are complaining it's thematically wrong. However, if you go to Centre Paris just now, you're going to see little red huts as well. So I don't entirely see how it's thematically wrong. It literally happens in real Paris. And they have lots of different things. So they've got sauerkraut, pretzels, vegetable soup, gingerbread, Christmas beer. They have water. I don't know why you'd go there for water, especially because you can get it in any shop. But they also have wine and beer. They have flaky pastry, sweet chestnut soup, shrimp roll, smoked salmon, Yule logs, champagne for €10, I may add. Everything on this is probably about 4, 5 or €6. So everything's between 4 and €6, apart from the champagne, which is up at €10. You have mulled wine, you have hot tea, it doesn't seem to have coffee anywhere. I don't see coffee anywhere, but you can get hot tea and you can get wine. I don't also see hot chocolate. There's no hot chocolate on this. I'd imagine they must have hot chocolate. Why would you not have hot chocolate on these stalls? They must. Somebody should report back whether or not they have hot chocolate. But you can always get roasted chestnuts and glazed chestnuts, which is only 3 pieces for €6. I hope they're bigger. I hope they are big. Anyway, so they've got that happening right now at the Walt Disney Studios, and it's something you should absolutely, if you want to eat, go and visit. You can get some cool sausages, some cheeses. I think they've got crepes in the menu as well, and a lot of sugar. So on you go. Oh, they do have hot chocolate. I've just spotted it there for €4. They absolutely do have hot chocolate. It's traditional hot chocolate. Not just any hot chocolate, it's traditional hot chocolate. I thought they would sell hot chocolate. They absolutely have to sell hot chocolate. So that's going on the Walt Disney Studios, and that is, of course, a sort of mini food and wine festival in La Place de Rémy, which has kind of stolen out the playbook for Epcot in Orlando, which is kind of interesting because we're kind of seeing some of these exclusive parties and we're seeing some of these ideas, such as the food huts coming across from Orlando, which are obviously money-making ideas that Disneyland Paris has been kind of lacking. And these ideas are getting pushed in there alongside things like PhotoPass to see if they can boost the average revenue in the resort. And for the most part, these are elective. I mean, if you don't want to eat, you know, glazed chestnuts, then don't. If you don't want a traditional hot chocolate, don't have it. So it's quite good because it doesn't actually jack up the park price, but instead allows you to spend more, and if you want to spend that, you can spend it. And then there is, of course, the last piece of news, which I'm exceptionally happy to bring you, and hopefully this year I'll be going to it. And that is that Electroland is coming back and has been announced for its third year at Disneyland Paris. It'll take place in the Walt Disney Studios again and will take place on the 5th, the 6th and the 7th of July. Or June, one or two. I should probably check that before I went live. However, what we are seeing is for the third year it's come back, which is a huge, huge thing for Disneyland Paris because it started off and then it grew. And it had 2 days last year and it was absolutely massive. It was one of the biggest, electro dance house events that actually take place in, you know, France, and it brings DJs from all over the world. It is indeed the 5th, 6th and 7th of July, as I'm reading my show notes just now. And it takes place in Walt Disney Studios Park and goes from 8 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning. It's absolutely fantastic, it's loud, and everybody that I've heard that went absolutely enjoyed themselves and thought it was a fantastic night. So, I'm glad it's been announced for this year again. And that's a roundup. Goodbye.